Today's daf is Menachis Daf Pei Gimel, and we are about 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis. So the topic of the last two dafin has been a halacha that permeates kachim, and that is Kol Dover Shebechoiva Einoi Ba Ela Menachulim. The application to our sugya was, we're learning Parakat Toida. If somebody says Harei Olai Toida, the carbon toida now becomes a davar shebechayva because this person has an obligation to bring a carbon toida, and if he's mafresh a carbon toida, an oinus happens, something happens to that animal, he's chayv achrayis. He would have an obligation to replace that animal. The point is, he now has an obligation on the davar shebechayva level to bring a carbon toida. As a result, einay ba ela menachu. So if he has ma'is ma'iser sheni and he wants to use that money to purchase the animal or to purchase the lachmei toida, the halacha is it would not be okay. The Mishnah on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph discussed the makar. And the Mishnah said it's learned out from a pasuk in Devarim Perek Tezayin that discusses the carbon pesach. So the ikur parshan the Torah that discusses the carbon pesach is of course parshas bay. But there are other psukim in the Torah tucked away that discuss the carbon pesach. One of them is Devarim Tez Zayin Beis, where the pasuk says, "V'zavachto pesach l'Hashem alikecha, tzoyin ubakar, b'mokem asher yivcha Hashem l'shakein shemoy sham." So thou shalt shecht the carbon pesach, Hashem alikecha, tzoyin ubakar. And the Mishnah asks the obvious question: the carbon pesach was brought tzoyin ubakar? It's very clear in Parashas Bo'i that the Korban Pesach had to be tzoyin. Every child in yeshiva knows that. So how could the pasuk say, "V'zavachta Pesach, la'Hashem alikecha, tzoyin ubakar"? Says the Mishnah, it must be that when the pasuk says bakar, it's not referring back to the Korban Pesach, but rather it's referring to other korbanos that are ba-bakar. The pasuk's discussing the Korban Pesach. Clearly what the Torah wants to do is equate, be makish, the Korban Pesach, to korbanos that are ba-tzoyin u-bakar. What's the hekish? Just like the Korban Pesach was the davar shebechayva, v'enei ba-ele menachula, and af kol davar shebechayva, v'enei ba-ele menachula. And the Gemara elaborated. The Gemara says, how do you know the Korban Pesach is only ba-menachula? Meaning, we're making two premises regarding the Korban Pesach. One, it's a davar shebechayva. Two, it's einei ba-ele menachula. The fact that a Korban Pesach is a davar shebechayva, that we know. Every yid had an obligation to bring the Korban Pesach erev Pesach. Yudal Nisan, eat the basar of the Korban Pesach on Pesach. Belel Tesvot. But the fact that it's einei ba'ele menachulin, there's no pasuk in the Torah that says that. So the Gemara said, it shitas Rabbi Eliezer in a rather long brisa where Rabbi Eliezer says that although it's true, there's no makar, that Pesach Doiros had a din that it had to be brought menachulam, but Pesach Mitzrayim, the very first Korban Pesach that the Yidden brought when they were in Mitzrayim, and the second Korban Pesach that the Yidden brought, the Pesach Midbar, they were but only menachulin. And the reason is because there was nothing other than chulin to bring. You're going to fulfill your chiyuv to bring the Korban Pesach with Maaser Sheni, for example. There was no Maaser Sheni in Mitzrayim. There was no Maaser Sheni when the Yidden were in the Midbar. And although ordinarily the halacha is ain don in efsher mishii efsher, depending on how you learn the Gemara on the bottom of Pei Beis Amud Aleph, either Rabbi Eliezer argues with that, or for some reason there's an exception to the rule here. But the bottom line is that what emerged, the maskanas haGemara, was the Mishnah that says that the makar to kol davar shebechayv ein ba el menachulin is learned from Korban Pesach. It means it's being learned from the original Korban Pesach, which is Pesach Mitzrayim or Pesach Midbar. Another thing that emerged was that hamani Rabbi Eliezer. So although Rabbi Eliezer shamuti, Rabbi Eliezer is mitalmide beishamai, but every now and again there's a stam mishnah in Shas that's aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, and this mishnah right here is aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. The other tanon, such as Rabbi Akiva, who was mentioned in the brayza, argue with Rabbi Eliezer and held you can't learn anything from Pesach Mitzrayim. Pashit, because ein donin efsher mishei efsher. If that's the case, what we're left with is Rabbi Akiva, who's Rabbi Eliezer's bar plukta in the brayza. How does he know the halacha of kol davar shebechayva ein ba ele menachulin? In other words, Rabbi Eliezer is the Tana of the Mishnah that learns it from Korban Pesach. But if you hold that you can't learn it from Korban Pesach, then what we need to do is find another makar, and that's where the Gemara picks up. Rabbi Akiva, Pesach de ein ba ele menachulin, minole, how do you know that the Korban Pesach, or all karbonos, all dvarim shebechayva, are ein ba ele menachulin? So the Gemara says, nafk lemi hada mashmu mishum Rabbi Eliezer. he learned it from the following braisa. Zois ha-Toyra, the pasuk says, la-oyla, la-mincha, v'la-chatas, v'la-asham, v'la-miluim, u-le-zevach ha-shlop. So this is a pasuk that's in Parshas Tzav, that's mentioned many times in Masechta Zvachim, sometimes in Masechta Menachos as well, and we learn many halachas from this pasuk, because essentially what this pasuk is doing is putting all karbonos together. Thus, you see that there's some hekish between the karbonos. Says the Gemara that from the fact that the pasuk mentions the oila, the mincha, the chatas, the ashen, the miluach, and the shlamim in one breath, it's coming to tell me that we could learn halachas of oila from chatas and halachas of mincha from asham, and vice versa. All of the karbonos mentioned in this pasuk teach us something regarding other karbonos. How so? So this is all Rabbi Eliezer talking. Oila, from the oila we learn ma oila to an akli, just the karbon oila required a keli af kolton kli. So too all karbonos require a keli. We'll see later in the raid portion of the daf whether keli means just the keli, or whether keli means a klisharis. Regardless, mahi, what do we mean when we say that an oila needs a kli or a klisharis? Ilema mizrak doesn't mean that you need a keli to do the kabbalah. Gabizif chesham etzibur namiksif. Do I need only the oila to teach me that shar karbonos need a keli? Meaning, it's true that there's a pasuk by the karbon oila that teaches me that the karbon oila required a keli or a klisharis. But there's another karbon where the Torah says you need a klisharis as well. And that is the Shalmei Tzibur, as the pasuk says, Vayosem Be'agonis. Meaning, it's interesting that there's actually no pasuk in the Torah, other than one, as we'll see now, that says anything about Kabbalah, the Avoida of Kabbalah requiring a keli. The one pasuk that does say it is tucked away. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. It's discussing karbonos that were hayrasha, the karbonos that the Yidden brought before Matan Torah. The pasuk says that before Matan Torah, vayikach Moshe chatzi adam, Moshe took dam, vayosem ba'agonos. He put them into agonos, which is a mizrak. Vachatzi adam zorak alam mizbeach. So we'll see more about those psukim later. But that's the one pasuk that talks about there being an idea of kabbalah in a klisharis. Now what dam did Moshe Rabbeinu take? So you have to look a pasuk earlier. Vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael, vayalu oilos, vayizbechu zvachim shlomim l'ashem parim. It was two types of karbonos. There was oilos and there was shlomim. So Rabbi Eliezer is saying that the Torah said oilos together with the other karbonos, because I need to learn the din mizrak by shar karbonos from oilos. I don't need to learn it necessarily from oilos, because the same pasuk that says agonos by oilos says agonos by shlomim, and shlomim is also mentioned in this pasuk. So once it says shlomim ulezevach shlomim, and I know that the shlomim of Sinai had agonos, so why do I need oila to teach me agonos? Says the Gemara, elo sakin. What it means is sakin, that the shechita had to be done with a keli or a klisharis. It required a sakin. That's also something that's not mefurish in the Torah. It says it one time, and it says it by an oila. Va'ilu go for me now. Where does it say by an oila? It says va'yishach Avram asiyadoi, va'yikach asa macheles lishchoit esbenoi. Avram Avinu had a macheles. He had a knife, and he was going to use it lishchoit esbenoi. What does that have to do with oila? V'hasam oila, t'chsev ayaleu l'oila tachas b'na Yitzchak Avinu was an oila tamima. So we learn from the oila tamima that was Yitzchak Avinu that shechita needs a keli. It only says it by oila. The pasuk puts oila together with shar karbanos to teach me that there's a hekesh. It's not only true for oila, it's true for shar karbanos as well. So that's what oila in that pasuk teaches me. Mincha, what does mincha teach me? So you say toira lo oila ula mincha. Ma mincha ina nechal asal zechrikuna. Just like the mincha had to be eaten only by kayanim, but only male kayanim, as the pasuk says many times. Av kol ina chalin elo lezechrikuna. So too all kachay kadashim, all kachim that are similar to mincha, have a din that they're only nechal zichrei kuhuna. It says, which other kachim are we being marba that just like mincha, which is kachi kadashim, is only nechal zichrei kuhuna, so too these types of kachi kadashim are also only nechal zichrei kuhuna. Now, kachim kalim is not only nechal zichrei kuhuna. So clearly what we're being marba is other types of kachi kadashim. What other kachi kadashim? So off the bat, we know there's four other possibilities. There's a chatas, there's an asham, there's an oila, and there's a shalmei tzibur, right? There's five types of kachi kadashim. You have the mincha, chatas, asham, oila, and the shalmei tzibur. Those were all kachi kadashim. The mincha is mefurish in the Torah. We're going to be marba the other kachi kadashim. Oila, oila is an oila tmima. Oila is kulei kalam. Oila goes completely on the mizbeach. So really, the choices we have are chatas, asham, and Shal Mitzvah. Says, "I chatas v'asham. Do I need this hekdesh to teach me that chatas v'asham, which I can't get out? Also, only nechal zecher guna. Behead yuksev. It's mafurish in the Torah. There's psukim for that. I don't need a hekdesh for that. And izivchei Shal Mitzvah. Me rubi the kroy asid. There's a brisa that learns it out from a pasuk in Parashas Korach. One of the psukim in Parashas Korach that talk about matnas kuna. The pasuk over there says, "Bekodesh kakadoshem toichlenu kol zocher yoichal oisoi." Limeit says the brisa al zivchei Shal Mitzvah. Even though the pasuk there is not talking mafurish about zivchei Shal Mitzvah, but it's an extra pasuk that teaches me halacha about the zivchei Shal Mitzvah. She'ein nechal le'lo lezichrei kuna. So again, I need mincha to teach me other kachi gedashim. I only nechal lezichrei kuna. Which kachi gedashim? Oila is not nechal. Chatas and asham is mafurish in the Torah. And even zivchei Shal Mitzvah, which is not mafurish in the Torah, I know it from a pasuk somewhere else. So the Gemara says Tanoi, you have to say that Rabbi Eliezer, who's the Tana of this brisa, doesn't agree with that last brisa that was just mentioned. Ikad ma'aseh lo mehacha. Rabbi Eliezer learned it from the word mincha in this pasuk, the ikad ma'aseh lo mehacha, and the Tana of that other brisa learned it from the pasuk in Parashas Korach. But the bottom line is not a kasha. Rabbi Eliezer held that the reason the Torah wrote mincha in this pasuk is to teach me about other kachi kadashim, that it's only nechal zichri kuna. What's the other kachi kadashim? The only one I needed to teach me is zivchei shal mitzibur chatas. The pasuk says chatas. What's that coming to teach me? So chatas has a unique halacha, and it doesn't only apply to chatas, but it applies to other korbanos as well. Ma chatas mekacha bibalua. I've called mekacha bibalua. So this is a halacha that was discussed in detail in Perek Dam Chatas in the Sechtes Vachim, with halach is that if a little bit of a karmen chatas becomes balua, as in issa v'heter, as in taruvis, as in basa v'cholav, as in yeridea 101, so a little bit of a karmen chatas is balua, let's say in a karmen shlavim. So although a shlavim is kachim kalim, it's nechal l'shnei yom v'lai lachas, it's nechal anywhere within the chaymas of Yerushalayim, but now that it has a little bit of a karmen chatas in it, now you have to treat it mochamer. Now you have to treat it like the karmen chatas. The Torah says that by the chatas. The hekish teaches me that it's not only true for the chatas, but it's true for shar kabanos as well. Ashem, what does Ashem teach me? Asham ain't shvir vishilya kaddish boy. Just like the asham, it's shvir vishilya. It's fetus, an amniotic sac. Don't have kedusha. You know why? Because it's a zachar, an asham. An asham is a male, and as a result, it doesn't have a shvir vishilya. Av kol ain't shvir vishilya kaddish boy. So to karbanos that are nekevos that do have a shvir vishilya, it won't have kedusha either. Kosovar, and really, this halacha is predicated on two things. Number one, Vladis Kachim, Abiyasa, and Inklashim. Although we know there's something called Vlad Kachim, we had it earlier in the week. If a Taida gives birth to a baby, so it has a din of a Taida, but there's no Lachmi Taida. But the Kiddush is that the Kedusha is Chal, the Abiyasa, when the baby is born, but not while it's still in the state of Shvir Vashilya, the Danin, and clearly another premise of this is Danin Efsher, Mishii Efsher, one of the topics of yesterday's daf. Because if ain't Danin Efsher, Mishii Efsher, how could you learn from a Karban Asham who Shvir Vashilya doesn't have Kedusha, that other Karbanis is Shvir Vashilya doesn't have Kedusha? An Asham Shvir Vashilya doesn't have Kedusha because an Asham is a Zachar. It's Efsher, but in a cave that's Efsher, Vaistois, done in Efsher, Mishii Efsher. Regardless, that's what you learn from Asham. Miluim, it says in the Pasi Miluim, the special karbanos that were brought during the Miluim, Shivasimei Miluim, and there was the Vahibaye Mashmini, the Shmini the Miluim, Ma Miluim, Maestre, Misrefa. The halacha was that any leftover meat on any given day, the Pasi says, had to be burnt, like Noisar. The Ein, Balichai, Maestre, Misrefa. However, if there were any leftover animals, live animals, you didn't have to burn the live animals. You burnt the leftover basar. So you shechted an animal. There was basar that wasn't eaten. So during the meluim, every single day you had to start all over again. You had to burn that meat. But if there were leftover animals, you know, you didn't burn the animals. Av kol, so to all karbanos, same rule. Maestrei and bisrei, for leftover meat has it in sreif. If you have leftover animals, there is no halacha sreif. Shlomim, what do you learn from shlomim? Pigol, mashlomim, mefaglin, umespaglin, avkol, mefaglin, umespaglin. That's a very big deal in Masechtas Vachim. There's a lot of halachas that we learn in the sugyas of pigol from the fact that the only time the Torah mentions the halacha of pigol is by the carbon shlomim. Halachas of pigol is mentioned twice in the Torah, Parshas Tzav and Parshas Kedoshim from all places, both times regarding the carbon shlomim, and we learn from there many halachas. But regardless, how do you know it relates to other karbanos in the first place? Maybe it's only true for the carbon shlomim. It's this hekesh. L'zevach ha-shlomim is makeshed to other karbanos. Masnisa ton mishmet Rabbi Akiva. So at Kandivri Rabbi Eliezer, there was a braisa where Rabbi Akiva also darshened these psukim. Zoysa Torah lo'ilu l'mincha v'chatas l'asham l'milum l'zevach ha-shlomim. And he too said that the reason the Torah put all these karbanos to tell together is to create a hekesh, because there's a halacha that's unique by each one of these karbanos that I wouldn't know b'shar karbanos, that I only know because the Torah put them all together because of this hekesh. But Rabbi Akiva had the nusach of the Braisa a little bit differently. Some tweaks. What did we learn from Mincha? So what did Rabbi Eliezer learn from Mincha? Just like Mincha is Kachi Kedashim, it's only Nechel Zichrei Kahuna. So to all Kachi Kedashim, which Lamaskana meant Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, which is also Kachi Kedashim, is only Nechel Zichrei Kahuna. Rabbi Akiva said, no, I don't need it to teach me Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. Presumably because he held, like the Braisa that the Gemara brought on the top of the Yomid, that I know Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur from the Pasuk and Parashas Korach. What then do I learn from Mincha? Ma Mincha Mekadeshes Bibalua, Avko Mekadeshes Bibalua. That Mincha has the same halacha that we saw earlier by the Chatas. Chatas, the Torah, says that if the chatas is balua inside a shlomim, for example, the shlomim now gets the status of the balia, which is the karban chatas. The Torah says the same as that halacha by mincha, and whereas Rabbi Eliezer used the word chatas in the pasuk to teach me that it's not only true by chatas, it's true b'shar kabanis, Rabbi Akiva used the word mincha to teach me that it's not only true by mincha, it's true b'shar kabanis as well. Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer knows shar kabanis have this din of blios from Chatas. Rabbi Akiva knows this halacha from Mincha. But the Gemara says, parenthetically, why do I need two psukim in the Torah? At the end of the day, according to Rabbi Eliezer, learn Mincha from Chatas. According to Rabbi Akiva, learn Chatas from Mincha. But why do I need a pasuk by Chatas and by Mincha to teach me the same halacha? The Gemara says, I'll tell you. The itzrach lemichta v'chatas, v'itzrach lemichta v'mincha. You got the rachmar of Mincha, it only said the Mincha, mishum derekicha. A Mincha is soft. And as a result, bala, you would think it's more susceptible to blias. Aval chatas, which is a hard piece of meat, emalai. Because of rechman b'chatas, mishum de basar, chatas, you would think maybe the reverse, being that it's meat. And it's fatty, is agav de shamim kader. Aval mincha, but mincha, which is not fatty, emalai tzricha. So it's really based on the physical properties of the mincha versus the chatas, that had I only known mincha, I may have not known chatas. Had I only known chatas, I may have not known mincha. Kamash, we learn from chatas and mincha that you always have this halacha. But the bottom line is, how do I know b'shar karbanos? So I have chatas, I have mincha, and each one is important in its own way. But at the end of the day, how do I know b'shar karbanos? According to Eliezer, it's from the word chatas in that pasuk. Hukshu kala karbanos lechatas. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's from the word mincha in that pasuk. Hukshu kala karbanos lemincha. So this is still Rabbi Akiva talking. Chatas. So Rabbi Akiva used mincha to teach me that ma mincha mekadesh is bibalua, av kol mekacha bibalua. Rabbi Eliezer learned that from chatas. What does Rabbi Akiva learn from chatas? Chatas, ma chatas einei ba ele menachulin. Just like chatas is only ba menachulin, number one. Number two, ubiyoy. Chatas has to be brought during the day. Number three, ubiyoy de ayamanis. Meterech tahan, with your right hand. Av kol, so to all karbanis. Einei ba ele menachulin. Ubiyoy. Ubiyadai hayemanes, three things. Says the Gemara, v'chatas gufi minol. How do you know that the chatas is only bam and achulin? Rav Chizda, the Amakra, the pasuk says, v'hikra v'haroin es para chatas asher loy. And this is referring to the par that the Kohen Gadol used to bring. It was his own personal par, Kohen Gadol. And asher loy teaches me mishaloy. It has to be 100% his. It can't be meiser. That's something I know by a chatas. The Hekesh teaches me that it's true b'shar kabanos as well. B'yoyim freik the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva said, I know three things from chatas. I know that it's ene ba'el v'nachulin. I know it has to be brought during the day. And I know with the rechtahan. B'yoyim. Why do I need to learn shar kabanos need to be brought during the day from the karban chatas? Mi'em tzav seiz b'nei Yisrael ha'aktiv es karbaneya. Everybody knows this pasuk. All avoidos in the Beis HaMikdash had to be done during the day, with very, very, very few exceptions. So if almost all karbanos had to be done during the day, and it's from a general pasuk, why do I need to learn shar karbanos from the karban chatas? The Gemara says, you're right, kadi naspa. We just mentioned it, agav urchi. But you're right, it's not the real makar. The real makar, shar karbanos yoyim, is not learned out from chatas, it's really learned out from biyoyim tzavse. Biyodi hayamanis, same kasha. Midrech tahant, I need to learn from chatas. Midrabba barbachana, nafkadam, rabba barbachana, marishlokish, komak, mishinama etzba ukuni, elanimin. Wherever it says the word etzba or kahuna, it always means the right hand. And it says the word kahuna for sure, and etzba, but for sure the word kuna many, many times by karbanos that are not chatos. So why do I need to learn it from a chatas? And where it says, you're right, kadi nas. We're really not learning it from a chatas, we just mentioned it. So what are we learning from Chatas according to Rabbi Akiva? According to Rabbi Akiva, what we're learning from Chatas is just like Chatas is Enei Ba Elam Anachulin. How do you know that? You learn it from the Chatas, the par that the Kohen Gadol used to bring on Yom Kippur. So too, Shar Karbonos are Enei Ba Elam Anachulin. So, Asham, let's just finish. Ma Asham Atzvoisa Mutarim. What does Rabbi Akiva learn from Asham? Asham, the Atzomais of the Asham Amutar, the Hana Afkol, all Karbanos, such as even the Oilo, Atzvoisa Mutarim, the Atzomais are going to be Mutar to the Koyan. But the bottom line is we had over here Machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Again, in a very, very, very long Braisa. It's a omen and a half Braisa, where the Raisa mentioned a machlokes had a dash in the pasuk zoysa toira lo oil the mincha v'chatas l'asham l'milum zevach hashem. Clearly, the pasuk is coming to bring and lump all the karbanos together. Hukshu kolar karbanos ulazu, meaning to tell me that there's a halacha that the Torah says by oila that applies to mincha chatas asham milum and shlabim. There's a halacha the Torah says by mincha that applies to shar karbanos. Halacha by chatas that applies to oila mincha asham milum zevach hashem. Get the point. So these halachas via this hekesh would apply to all these things. And the machlekes was how to learn certain psukim. The one that we need is chatas. When the pasuk said chatas, and we learned shar kabanas from chatas, what's this halacha that we're learning? Rabbi Eliezer says, you know what we're learning from chatas? Just like the carbon chatas has a halacha, that if it becomes balua in a different carbon, kachem kalim, the kachem kalim gets the status of kachem kadashim, so too shar karbonos is going to have this same exact halacha, that it's mekadesh es bebliya. Rabbi Akiva says, you know what you learn from chatas? Just like chatas is enei ba el menachulin, it's a davish of a chayva that's ba menachulin, so too all karbonos that are davish of a chayva enei ba el menachulin. So what you have here is, number one, another makar to the halacha of kol davish of a chayva enei ba el menachulin, which is why we brought this prize in the first place. We're trying to find the makar. How do you know that if somebody says a rea lai toida, it's a davish abechayve, you can't use ma'aseh sheni money. Davish abechayve ain't a bala manuchu. I didn't know that. We have a makar. Let's learn that from the chatas. The Torah says that the chatas, that the Kohen Gadol brought in Kippur had to be mishalai. Hukshu kol hakarbanos lechatas. Thus, I have a makar. But you see something else. What you see is, who was the Tana that learned it from chatas? It was Rabbi Akiva. Who are we trying to find the makar for? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one that says, "Ein don en efshe mishe yefshe." You couldn't learn it from the Karban Pesach. So it's gevaldik. It's Rabbi Akiva l'shitasi. So not only did we find a makar for Rabbi Akiva, we actually found a Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva l'shitasi. The daf began, Rabbi Akiva, Pesach te'inei ba elemen achulam minale. You know what the answer is? An omen and a half long Braisa that mentions Rabbi Akiva, who learns from Karban Chatas, called Davish Abachayva, Eina Ba El Menachulin. Who is Rabbi Akiva's Bar Plukta in this Braisa? It was Rabbi Eliezer. Who is the one that the Gemara said on Pei Bezam and Aleph, learned called Davish Abachayva, Eina Ba El Menachulin, not from Chatas, but from Karban Pesach, who holds done in Afshe Mishay Afshe? It was also Rabbi Eliezer. So the two Braises are Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva Lashitasayu. It's two sides of the same coin. The Braisa the Gemara brought on that Pei Bezam and Aleph, which is also a long Braisa. The Braisa over there, where there's a machlokes with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, whether you can learn from Pesach Mitzrayim called Davish Abachayva El Menachulin, really complements this Braisa the Gemara brings on Pei Bez on the Bez and Pei Gimel Amad Aleph. Because Rabbi Eliezer that learns Kol Davish Abachayva Ein Abba El Menachulin from Pesach Mitzrayim, he doesn't need the word Chatas to teach me Kol Davish Abachayva Ein Abba El Menachulin. What does Chatas teach me? That just like Chatas is Mekadesh is Bibalua, so to all Kabaran is Mekadesh is Bibalua. It was only Rabbi Akiva who couldn't learn it from Pesach Mitzrayim. He needs the word Chatas in this price to teach me Kol Davish Abachayva Ein Abba El Menachulin. Except before we go weiter and we finish the perek, just two short ha'aras. The first is the pasuk says Zayisat Toyer La'ilu L'Mincha L'Chatas L'Shem L'Mumas Levech Hashlavim. Each carbon mentioned teaches me a halacha that's unique to it, and says that really it applies to all the korbanos that I mentioned in the pasuk. Oila, what does oila teach me? Ma oila tuuna kli, afta kol ta'un kli. The Gemara thought, what does it mean? Ma oila tuuna kli. What it means is a mizrak. We know that halacha is the withdalan of oida sadam. Shechita kabbalah halacha is we go. Kabbalah had to be done with a kli. Had to be done with a kli sharis. Had to be done with a kli that had kedusha. How do I know that? It doesn't say it anywhere before it's in the Torah. It says the Gemara. It says it by an oila. And just like it's true for an oila, it's true for shar korbanos. The Gemara said, it's true, it says it by an oila, but it says it by a shlamim as well. So, and being that this pasuk mentioned shlamim, I wouldn't need to learn it from oila necessarily, I'd be able to learn it from shlamim. So what's this pasuk? So the Gemara brought the pasuk b'kitzer, but it's worth looking at this parsha for a moment in somewhat greater detail. So these are psukim tucked away in the end of Parsha's Mishpatim, and it's, although psukim in the Torah, and Rashi's and Rishonim and Chumash, it's somewhat hashtag rest of the story. The context is the Yidden are at the foot of Har Sinai, and they're going to become Geirim, Gershon, Eskayer, Kekot, and Zhenoy Ladami. They're about to be Nichnas Libris shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal say, when the Yidden were nichnas Libris, they were nichnas b'mila, v'tfila, v'hazah hazdam. There were three things that had to happen. There was mila, there was tfila, and they had to bring karbanas. In fact, it's not so clear how somebody could even become a ger b'zman hazah. Because say you could do mila, you could do tfila, that's easy, and but you can't bring a karban. So discussion in Sugi Zashas, Masach, this Kris, so Shkolim, Ve'inkam, Ekoimai. But Chazal say that when Klal Yisrael were nichnas labris by Har Sinai, they were nichnas begimel dvarim. There was mila, there was tefila, hazah, astama. There was a carbon that was brought. What was this carbon? So again, Sukkim in the Torah. The context is they're sitting at the foot of the mountain. Vayishlach Hasnari b'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu sends the b'nari b'nei Yisrael. Rashi says, Bechayros. Vayalu oilois. They brought oilois. Vayizbechu zachim shlamim l'ashem parim. So there were carbonos oila, and there were carbonos shlamim. Moshe Rabbeinu takes half the dam. That's this Mizrach. He puts it into a klisharis. And the other half of the dam, Zarak alam is bech. Then Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Sefer Abris. And he reads it to Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu reads a Sefer. This is before Mount Torah. He reads a Sefer. And Klal Yisrael listens. And Klal Yisrael said, Koyla Shadibir Hashem, the mortal words, Nase Venishma. So they heard the Sefer Abris, and their reaction was, Nase Venishma. What was the Sefer Abris? Rashi and Chumash. Mi Bereshis Va Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu started Bereshis, Borah Likim, Esa Shemayim, Vesaritz, Vesaritz, Isa Sayo, Vavayu, Vechayshach Alpnei Sayim, Ruach Likim, starts literally from Bereshis, until where? Until Parshas Vayisra, until Parshas Yisroi, not Va Yisroi, until not the Torah. Umitzvahs Memorah. Then he said over the mitzvahs that Klal Yisroi Esen mitzvahs Nitzdavu Memorah. So he said over the mitzvahs that the Yidden were Nitzdavu Memorah. So the Yidden's reaction to the Sefer Habris was Nasa V'Nishma. Interesting. Either way, Vayikach Moshe Sadam. That Moshe Rabbeinu takes the dam. So half the dam he was Arik Alam Mizbeach. Simple reading of the Psukim. The other half of the dam is Ba'agonis. So Moshe Rabbeinu takes the other half, Vayizra Kalo'om. And he did Zrika on Klal Yisrael. Vayomer, and he said, Hinei dam abris, asher koras Hashem imachem, this is the dam abris, al kol hadvarim ho'el. Vayal Moshe, v'har nadav aviv, v'shim zikne Yisrael. The pasuk continues, that's not really what we need. But Pasha, the pasuk seems to say that Moshe Rabbeinu took half the dam, he put it on the Mizbeach. The other half of the dam, he was Zarek Alam. Again, why are we talking about this now? Because half the dam initially was Ba'agonis, it was in the Klisharis, there were Karbonis, it was Oilu, it was Shlavim, there seemed to have been a... This is the Makar, that there's a halacha, that Kabbalah Saddam has to be Ba'agonis, it has to be in a Klisharis. Now, despite the fact that the Pashup Jan and the Pasuk is Vayikach Moshe Saddam, Vayizroik Al Ha'om, if you take a look in Targum Unkelis, Unkelis has a different shot. Unkelis says, when a Siv Moshe Yazdoma, Uzrak al mad bechal lechapara alam. Uncle says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take the dam and spritz it on Klal Yisrael. Why would he do that? What it means is Moshe Rabbeinu took the dam. Uzrak al mad bechal lechapara alam. To be mechaper on them, but not that it was literally on the am. Okay, stating that Rabbeinu Bachya has a beautiful arichas right here. Rabbeinu Bachya learns the psukim that it's clear just from the simple reading, not like Uncle is, that Moshe Rabbeinu took the dam and he spritzed it on the am. He says, what was the point? Says Rabbeinu Bechai. For oisei kesem adam sha'al bigdeyem, the dam, the stain of the blood that ended up being on the beged of Klal Yisrael, kara kosav adi. It was like jewelry. It was something beautiful. L'fishahoya adi lohem the covered gadol. V'hoya lohem edus v'ois shenichnesu bebrisa yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Yidden wore it as a badge of honor. This was the most beautiful, expensive jewelry you could ever wear. It was a stain. It was blood. It was something you'd usually put in the laundry. But at the same time, the Yidden walked around, they were proud of it. Why? Because this was Eidus. It was a covered gadol to them, that they were Nichas B'Rizash Avram Avinu. V'alkein, listen to this. K'shechatu be'ego, when Klal Yisrael were chaytun de'ego, v'avru al abriz, amal lehem, what Hashem say? Hoyred ed yichom me'alecha, k'loy ma'ashi yasiru me'alem, oysam ha'begadim shoyu adi lehem. The Yidden had to take off that clothing. V'zeu sha'amah, that's shot in the Pasuk in Parashas Kisisa. V'yisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael es edyon. They lost their beauty. They lost this jewelry. That's what Adi means. What did they lose? Oysem habegodim she nizrak aleim dam abris shayo oy edus for ois ben hakadosh baruch hu beineim. Half of a fellow says Rabbeinu Bachya, I want to be mefarish the pasuk literally, not like Unkelus. Literally, vayikach moish es adam yizrak aloam literally, and it ended up on their clothing, and the clothing now had blood stains, and they walked around with it. They were proud. It was a covered gadol It was adi. It was literally jewelry. Why? Because it was edus va'ishin nichtsu for Yisrael Avraham Avinu. So much so that when the pasuk says in Parshas Kisiso that after the chate ego va'yisnasul b'nei Yisrael les edyam, that the Yidden lost this adi. What did they lose? They had to take off that clothing. The Yidden were walking around from Maimon Har Sinai up until the chate ego with blood-stained clothing. What was the blood? It was from the Zrika. This is from Moshe Rabbeinu Zrika. Vayikach Moshe es Adam. Vayizrik Alam. So although aesthetically, to the innocent bystander, it looked ma'os. But at the same time, really, this was Adi. This was Kavod Gadol. Didn't get better than this. Why? Because this was an Eidos Yisrael that they were nichnas l'bris Eishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the obvious tushdal to this? The Gemara Masechtas Pesachim. Daf Samachayam and Beis. And it's also Gemara Masechtas Zvachim, where the Gemara says that on Erev Pesach, the Yidden, the Kohanim, they would plug the Amma, the hole, the drain, that would take the blood out of the Azara, because they wanted the blood to build up. There were so many Karbanis Pesach that were being brought. They wanted the blood to build up. And there's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chama why they did it. Rabbi Yehuda said, because they were worried that maybe somewhere along the way, somebody's dam was Nishpach. And as a result, they would take a little bit of dam from all the blood from the Kais Taruvas Hayim Amali, they would do one Zrika. It's like this, everybody's dam, everybody's Karban Pesach made it onto the Mizbeach. But Chama said, that's not why they did it. He says, you know why they did it? Lama Paikikin Azara, Shvach Lubnei Yaharin Sheyelchu Adar Kavesayim Bedam. Because it's a Shvach for the Bnei Yaharin to be able to walk Adar Kavesayim Bedam. Let them get dirty. Dirty? What do you mean? This is the Chtabes HaMikdash. Big day kahuna that a metushtoshim, mikurav, you have to get rid of. Because it's the covenant of the Sepharis. The base of Mikdash was an idea, it oozed of covenant Sepharis. This is Shiras of Nea Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hakrifeu nola fecha secha, yirtzecha, yisav manecha. Is there a shortage of psukim and drushes in kachim and zvachim and menaches that seem to suggest that when you bring a carbon, you have to do it the covet gadol, stating that it's mavur. That the dam that ended up on the big day kahuna, although technically it would seem was a davar ma'os, but being that it came with avoda, it's shvach l'bnei Aharon sheyelchu ad akrav v'yseim b'dam. We always speak out from the Munkat Rebbe, the Minchas Aluza, that the Minchas Aluza used to wear his kittel by the Leil HaSeder, and he wouldn't clean it afterwards, and he'd wear it again on Yom Kippur. And even though it had matzah stains and wine stains, because he felt that it was a shvach, he's going to go into Yom Kippur, he wanted to have the melitza yosher, that is the Dalut Kaisis of wine, based on a Zohar HaKadosh, and the matzah. The kasha is, Yom Kippur is the covet of the Sepharis. There's an Indian, just like Shabbos, that you have to go with covet Shabbos. Yom Kippur, there's an Indian of covet Yom Kippur as well. So we speak out always from the Sha'arim Mitzvayanim Ba'alacha, that Shlomo Zalman Braun, he says, maybe this is the Pshat. Al Shvachu Livnei Yahar. We always speak at the Chassam Soif, and Chedush Chassam Soif, and Perek Lulav HaGazal, he says that it always bothered him, it was always a tmiyah to him. He says, you know, you spend a lot of money on a very expensive esrig, and he says, by the third day Sukkot, it already becomes an esrig menumer. You have all the stains. How are you allowed to use it? What happened to the Alach of Hadar? So he says, that's not a Chsarn in Hadar. Chsarn in Hadar is if there's a natural stain. But here the stain came about, why? Because you're using it. I mean that the stain came about because of the fact that you're using it. I think this is another tzushta. Doesn't bring this Rosh Hashanah Brun. I think this is another tzushta. This Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, what was the Adi? What was the Vayis Natsu B'nei Yisrael? It's Edyam Michayrim. It's Vayikach Moshe Sadam Vayizrak Allah. You're walking around with blood-stained clothing? How could that? Yeah. The fish the hoyulam adi covered godol. It's covered godol because shvachu the bnei aharon sheyelchu ad arkevei seyem be dam. That's the first hara. The second hara is that the Gemara said that when it says that we learn from Oilod Allah of Kli, we don't mean the Mizrak. What we mean is the Sakin. The fact that Shechita has to be done with a Sakin. It has to be done with a Macheles. How do you know that? Because it says, Vayishlach Avram es Yadoi, Vayikach es HaMacheles Lishchoit es Benoi. Now, there's Machlekes Rishonim. When we say that Oilod needs Kli, does it mean it needs a Kli as opposed to something that's not a Kli? Or does it mean that it has to be a klisharis? Rashi says in Masechtas Zvachim Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph that it means that it has to be a klisharis. And the truth is, it's a little bit of a chiddush because we've spoken about many times. Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Ephraim right in the beginning of Perek Yezel Mekayimen that it's not so pashut that shechita has to be done with a klisharis. Shechita lav avoydi. And being that shechita lav avoydi, it could be shechita doesn't have to be done with a klisharis. It's a big shayla in the Rishonim. It's Rashi l'shitasi. Rashi shechita is that even though shechita lav avoydi, shechita still had to be done with a klisharis. This too had to be done with a klisharis. So what it says, va'yikach asamachelas, what it means is he took a klisharis. does. But there's a very, very, very big kasha on Rashi. And that is really based on a Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and Perek Paras Chatas. The Mishnah over there is discussing the halachas of a bama, specifically differences in halacha between a carbon that was brought on a Mizbeach and a carbon that was brought on a bama. So the Mishnah says, Ein Mincha Bebama. There's no minchas on a bama. Vikion, Kayhanim don't do the avoid on a bama. Bechiris did. Ubigdeisharis, and only Bigdeisharis are bringing a carbon on a bama. Uklisharis. You don't need a klisharis on a bama. V'reich nichayach, there's no reich nichayach on a bama. U'mechitzel adame, v'reich esedayim v'raglayim. Aval azman v'anois v'atame, yishavim b'zeh b'zeh. Bottom line is the Mishnah gives a whole list of things that don't apply to a bama. One of the things the Mishnah says don't apply to a bama is you don't need a klisharis. Shtel tzich tefrago, what's the makar that you need a klisharis to do shchita? Says Rashi, the makar is v'yikach asamachelos l'shchitas benoi. Avram Avinu by the Akedah. Akedah's Yitzchak didn't happen in the Beis HaMikdash. It happened on a bama. So l'chayra, if you're telling me that a bama doesn't even have it in a klisharis, how is it possible that the whole halacha of klisharis by Shechita is learned out from Akedah's Yitzchak, which was Hakravas Bama? What's the Teretz Rei that we spoke about so many times when we learned Masechet Zvachim? But this is Ein Beis Medrash Boy Chiddush. We won't go through the whole Arichos. But the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Beis Abchir, it's Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. The Rambam talks about the Makom HaMikdash. He says HaMizbeach Mekoymei Mechuvim BeYoyser, and he says UbeMikdash Nekad Yitzchak Avinu. It was in the Beis HaMikdash that Akedah happened. The Shenema V'lech Lecha El Eretz HaMoiriyah UMisoyres B'Yad HaKoyl. He says that the Makom HaMikdash, that's where David HaMelech built his Mizbeach, that's where Shlomo HaMelech built his Mizbeach, that's where Noach brought his Karbanos, that's where Cain and Hevel brought Karbanos, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Adam Mino Adama, where he created Adam Arishon. It's all happened in the Beis HaMikdash. But Briskerov made a very profound deed. The Rambam talks about what took place in the Makom HaMikdash. One of the things the Rambam says is Akedas Yitzchak. But listen to the Rambam's lashon. UBeMikdash Nekad Yitzchak. BeMikdash Nekad Yitzchak. BeMakom HaMikdash Nekad Yitzchak. Had the Briskerov gesagt, Weisen Weisachos from Lashon HaRambam, that the Rambam held a Chiddush Gadol, and that is that Akedas Yitzchak went with the Mahalach of Mikdash, not with Bama. Meaning it followed the guidelines of Shulchan Aruch of how you bring a carbon in the base of Mikdash, not how you bring a carbon on a Bama. It wasn't BeMakom HaMikdash Nekad Yitzchak. It was BeMikdash, even though there was no base of Mikdash. But this was taking place literally in the base of Mikdash. Because Gerov said it to explain a Medrash. The Medrash says Hashem comes over to Avram Avinu when he tells him, Kachnas Binchas Yechidcha, Asher Ahavta V'Aleh Le'ol. Avram Avinu says, me? I'm not a Kaya. How could I do the Avodah? So Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, don't worry about it. Malani Alecha, not only like you're a Kohen, but I'll treat you as if you're a Kohen Gadol. Why do you have to be a Kohen Gadol? So we always speak out, the Zayis Ranon. The Magen Avram says, the reason is because really, how is Avram Avinu going to be able to be Vahaleu La'oila? How is he going to be able to take Yitzchak and be Mekayim Davoida? As soon as Avram Avinu was going to Shech Yitzchak, he was going to be an Oinin, and Oinin's not allowed to do the Avoida. However, a Kohen Gadol is Makriv Oinin. It's Hutu Michlalai, the Psul Oinin. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avoida even when he's an Oinin. That was Malani Alecha Kilatu Kohen Gadol. Memele, Avram Avinu would be able to do the Avoida with Yitzchak despite the fact that he just killed his son and he's an Oinin, because a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do that. But the Kasha is, the Briskerov said, this was the Karav on Obama. Obama doesn't require Kohuna, doesn't require Kohen Gadol. What does Obama require? Bechayris. So what's Avram Avinu taught? I am a Kohen, I'm not a Kohen, you're a Kohen Gadol. This all makes sense in the Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, Mishkan. But this is actually Hukam Mishkan. This is Obama. So the Briskerov said, no, UBeMikdash Nekad Yitzchak. But Al Kapanim, if UBeMikdash Nekad Yitzchak, it's gewaldig. It's true. It's true that Obama doesn't require Klisharis. It's also true that Vayikach HaSamachelis was a Klisharis. In fact, it's the Makar, according to some Rishonim, that the ones that hold that Shechitin is a Klisharis. This is how you know that Shechitin is a Klisharis. Aye, how you learning Klisharis from Obama? Obama doesn't be Klisharis. The Teretz is the Akedah, although it happened on Obama, but it was UBeMikdash Nekad Yitzchak. It followed the Shulchan Aruch of the Mikdash. Thus, Vayikach HaSemachelis means a Klisharis. Either way, Vayit. Rabbi Akiva, Haibazavachta Pesach, May Ovidlei. So Rabbi Eliezer learned from the Pasuk, that was the Mishnah that Pebeza Menalech. That Kol Davar Shebechayva Ein Eba Ela Menachula. Rabbi Akiva said Ein Dona Nefsha Mishiyefsha. So Kol Davar Shebechayva must be learned out from somewhere else. The word Chatos in the pasuk of Zayis Hatayra LaOilu LaMincha, etc. What then does Rabbi Akiva do with the pasuk that says V'zavach to Pesach L'Hashem Alekechos? The Gemara says M'boy Leidich Rav Nachman. Dom Rav Nachman Dom Rav Baravu Minayin L'moyser Pesach Shekariv Shlomim. How do you know that if you have a Moyser Pesach you bring it as a Shlomim? Rashi says Tup Shatim. What Moyser Pesach means, the Pashup Shad in Moyser Pesach is that you were mafresh an animal for a carbon Pesach, then you lost the animal, you were mafresh a second one, and then you found the animal again. So you had a leftover Korban Pesach. Alternatively, you were mafresh money. You set aside $500 to buy a Korban Pesach, and it only costs $200. And now you have money. You have leftover. But the point is, you have something left over. What do you do with it? The halacha is, it gets Kedusha Shlomim. How do you know that? This pasuk. Shenemev is avach to Pesach Hashem alekecha tzaynu bakar. The obvious question about Leim Pesach ba'elam and akvasim ino yizin. What does it mean, Pesach and bakar? Elam moisra Pesach yeh ledover abom and atzaynim and abakar. And that is a Korban Shlomim. Freak the Gemara, v'hat mehach and afka. This Gemara, by the way, is verbatim a Gemara in Mesechtes Zvachim. So Zvachim in the first parak, verbatim, word for word, what we're about to learn. Says the Gemara, is that the makar that Moser Pesach is ba shlamim? Midavu the shmul nafka. The chesed, the pasuk says vim menatzayin karbanoi lezevach shlamim. If you look in Parshas Vayikra, where the pasuk talks about the carbon shlamim, it's very, very wordy. It's actually three parshiyos in the Torah, and really the three parshiyos are set up just based on the type of animal that you're bringing. So the shlamim was able to be brought bakar, tzayin, izin. Imin abakar, five psukim. Imin atzayin, another five psukim. Imin o'ez, another five psukim. So it's very, very wordy. So the Gemara now is going to dash in some of these words. So Tavud Shmuel said, it says, v'imin atzayin karbonoi lizebach shlamim. Lizebach shlamim, we're talking about a shlamim. You have 15 psukim of shlamim. Why does it have to say again, lizebach shlamim? Amar Avud Shmuel, davra abamin atzayin. It's coming to teach me that there's a davra abamin atzayin, referring to the Korban Pesach, which had to be tzayin, yehi lezevach shlomim. It has to be, sometimes it's a shlomim. Moisar Pesach is a shlomim. So again, what do I need is a vach to Pesach? Lashem alkech tzayin ubakar. Why can't I learn from that pasuk? And the Gemara continues, vakati mihocha nafka mihosem nafka. I even have a third pasuk. Keves, it says, ve'im keves. In kesef, humakriv es karbonoi, v'ikriv oisei l'Hashem. The word keves teaches me, the rabbis esa pesach la'alyo, that the alyo is part of a murim that needs to be burnt on the mezbech. Shuaymer, in keves, l'havi pesach sh'avash nasoi, v'shlomim haba'im machmas pesach l'chomis v'shlomim. It's coming to be marred with two different types of Karbonah is that they have the din of a shlamim. Number one, a Pesach she'avar shnasai. This is a Pesach that's more than a year old, so you can't bring it anymore as a Karban Pesach. Alternatively, the shlamim that came together with the Pesach, the Shalmi Chagiga, we need is the first part, that a shlamim that can't be, a Pesach that can't be brought as a Pesach anymore because it's too old, it's brought shlamim. We learn from there that it has dine shlamim. Shiyitan usmicha, v'nisachim, v'truvas chaz v'shayk, kishoyim v'im eis, hifsika inyan, teaches me another halacha. Alo eis she'ein otun alya, that the eis is alya doesn't get burnt on the zech. Bottom line is, do we see to have three psukim over here. We have as a vach to Pesach Hashem alekecha tzayinu bakar to teach me that the Pesach, if it's a moiser Pesach, is treated like a carbon that's brought tzayinu bakar, which is the carbon shlamim. I have another pasuk that says im keves lahavi Pesach she'avar shnasoi, that can't be brought as a carbon Pesach anymore, that it's brought shlamim. And I have the imen atzoyin karboni lezevach shlamim, dover abam en atzoyin, yehe lezevach shlamim. It's all the same idea, that sometimes a carbon Pesach becomes a shlamim. So the Gemara says, trust plus a kreik, so if I need three psukim for, so the Gemara, I'll tell you, chad b'ovres mani b'ovres shnasi, once coming to teach me a Pesach that's ovres mani, you were mafrish it as a carbon Pesach, and now it's not Pesach anymore. Pesach came and Pesach went. V'avr shnasi, and the animal's also too old. It's not a year old anymore. It's not within a year anymore. V'chad l'avr zmanay. The other one's to teach me where it was avr zmanay, v'loy avr shnasi, where Pesach passed, but it's the animal itself didn't get too old. V'chad l'loy avr zmanay, v'loy avr shnasi. And the third is for where something happened, but it wasn't avr zmanay, and it wasn't avr shnasi. For example, I just happened to have an extra carbon Pesach, the first case. Well, I was mafrish too, because I had lost one, and now I have an extra one. V'tzrichi, and I need a pasuk to teach me all three of these cases, all three of these Pesachs, that can't be brought as a carbon Pesach anymore, that to get it didn't have a shalom. Had it just said avos mani avos shnasoi, I would have thought mishum itchilei legamri. Over there, it's itchilei legamri. It's avos mani, it's not Pesach, it's avos shnasoi. This man passed, the animal's too old. So maybe over there it gets a din of a shlom. But if it was Avra Zman, it's not Pesach anymore. Pesach just ended. It's Isru Chag Pesach. But it wasn't Avra Shnasai. The Chazi, the Pesach Sheni. You would think, maybe why should it lose its status as a Pesach? It can be used as a Pesach Sheni. Why should it suddenly become a shlom? Ain't Malai. I need a second pasuk. V'yash mina herayad. The second pasuk, I would think of Rizman, Avilei Avash Nasai, Idl Chilemi Pesach Rishon. At the very least, you can't use it for Pesach Rishon anymore. Avilei Avash Manai, Avilei Avash Nasai. But what if it was Avilei Avash Manai, Avilei Avash Nasai? I happen to have been mafresh two Pesachs, or I was mafresh too much money. That filu Pesach Rishon, Ami Chazi. In theory, it's Roy Le Pesach. I, punkt, was mafresh too. still 2 weeks before Pesach, it's within the Shloshim Yom, I have an extra carbon Pesach lying around. Mehecha Tesi, it should suddenly become a Shlomim. Tzricha, three Limudim, to teach me that all three of these examples of a Pesach that can't be used as a carbon Pesach get treated as a carbon Shlomim. Hadron Allah, Hatoida, Hoysaba. We're leaving some bread on the table this week. I mean, really, we did almost every day. So, Netz Hashem, hopefully tomorrow we'll go back, we'll speak out some more bread regarding some of the Gemaras that we learned this week.